At his Louisville home, in a room done in minimalist Japanese style, tea tasting facilitator Rohit Wasson sits cross-legged on a round meditation pillow, across from guests Jen Hanke and Frank Poots. At this tea ceremony, Wasson pours each of them a cup of oolong tea.
Since we are drinking several teas,
I'll ask that the first cup of this tea we can enjoy in silence. That way we are present with the touch and the feel and the smell of the tea.
I like that.
And of course, after the first cup is over, we'll continue our wonderful conversations. Second thing is slurping. It is a very common thing to do in Chinese and Japanese food cultures. I will be slurping, but I always want to give you a heads up. And if you always wanted to practice the slurping, but were afraid to do so, this will be a good place.
What is the effect that has? Why is that encouraged?
I will invite you to try and see if you find the difference.
Okay.
And then, of course, I'll share what I think about it. Is that okay?
Excellent. That's a deal.
Tea ceremonies date back thousands of years, and there are numerous variations. Wasson has been offering tea tasting sessions for 4 years. His sessions last from 90 minutes to 3 hours and are inspired by a traditional Chinese tea ceremony known as Gong Fu.
Gong Fu literally means skillful, so it is a skillful way of doing something. It's the same word as Kung Fu, the martial art. So in this case, what I'm doing is I'm channeling the energy of tea skillfully, hopefully skillfully, by sitting with other people. I will steep the teas in my way in a slow, mindful movement. We will have several teas today. We will steep all of them many times, which takes time. Time is one of the biggest ingredients of a tea ceremony, which we don't have enough of these days.
People come from all walks of life to experience a tea ceremony at Wasson's home, he refers to as Shelby's Tea House. Wasson teaches high school math during the day and hosts guests for tea ceremonies weekends and evenings. He enjoys the teaching component of the tea ceremony, where he talks about the different teas and the ritual of preparing the teapot and cups.
So we're just giving our utensils a little wash or a bath. That teapot, the clay that is unglazed, is a very common thing in the Chinese tea ceremony or Gong Fu. So you recognize the second oolong we had, it kind of has the same color, you know, yellowish green color. It looks green, smells green. Let's see if it tastes green.
The three tea drinkers each hold their small white cups with two hands while they slurp the tea. The tea taster explains that slurping is done intentionally and enhances the tea's flavor.
This one I'll remind again, when you ingest it and if you exhale through your mouth, there's almost a lingering aroma that you can pick on.
Wasson holds up to 6 ceremonies a month. On this day, Jen and Frank are traveling from Chicago to Greenville, South Carolina. The couple says the experience has been peaceful and eye-opening.
The knowledge is wonderful and the teas taste really great.
And the whole experience thus far has been very, I'm going to use the word zen-like.
And Danville historian and tea expert Bruce Richardson welcomes me to his family tea shop, where nearly 150 teas line the walls. The 72-year-old has been educating people worldwide about tea for more than 3 decades.
You know, tea sales are in the United States are approaching $15 billion. What we're talking about is loose leaf, gourmet, sourced teas.
Richardson has written numerous books on tea. He's the contributing editor for Tea Time magazine and the tea master for the Boston Tea Party Ships Museum. With his background in music and his interest in art, Richardson says he has a real empathy for the creative process of blending teas.
For instance, the Cincinnati Art Museum comes to us when they have an exhibit going on to say, produce a tea for us. The George O'Keeffe Museum out in Santa Fe, we design all the teas for them. The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, the Peabody Essex Museum there, the British Collection at Yale, we designed all the teas for them.
He travels to places like China, Sri Lanka, Japan, and India to meet with tea farmers. Richardson recalls being about 3,000 feet up on a mountain in Japan, having tea with a man who had produced the best green tea in the world 3 years in a row.
We went into his house, which is a 400-year-old Japanese house, and he made tea for me. We don't have to talk. He sees how my eyes are reacting, how I nod my head. He sees how I sniff the tea. at that point, we are speaking in a much deeper relationship than anybody who was just speaking by common language. We are actually communing over that tea that he has made. And I know exactly why that tea was chosen as the world's best.
This tea master calls tea a cup of humanity. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Danville.